Sorry. I would quickly respond, LOL, just kidding.
Hit him with the mic. Oh, y'all know. Hey, you're on prank. Hey, you're on prank wars. No, you're not
participating in my new show. We'll set up a paperwork later. Bye, bye, bye. We all know the DMs are a wild place to live, but we also live in a very dangerous time. So let's get ready and dive in those DMs. I'm Tahir Moore. This is my co-host, Roxy Hayes. And Roxy, sometimes you read these DMs and it's just sad.
They be sad.
It's sad. It's sad what they may be asking and the way they asking, the way that you know they have no chance. Mm-hmm. I just, you know... You hate to see it, but we also, let's be honest, people, it's kind of a guilty pleasure. We kind of love to see the sad. We kind of love to see the crash and burns.
Some of them,
we do.
When it's not you or you involved in it, yeah. It's like watching I hate to say watching a car wreck because I don't like watching it. But it's one of the things, like, if you can't see it, you can't stop looking, yeah.
Right? Sometimes I root for the villain.
Like this person. Mm. Would you like to read this or should I?
You know what? I'm going to let you take this one. Okay. I'll get the second one.
All right. I believe this is a man mm-hmm. talking to a woman, I believe. All right. Hey, here we go. Hey, baby girl. Listen, I know you're married. Mm. I still have to ask. Since I'm a foot fetishist and nylon lover, would you still consider it a violation if I paid you for sexy pose pics of you in some invisibly ultra sheer skin tone pantyhose? No nudes. No nudes, just classy, sexy, with a couple close-ups of your pretty pedicured nylon feet. Since I notice you do have cute feet. All right.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Off top.
First of all.
Whoa.
Professionally wrote.
So this person knew what wrote. They wanted.
You gotta appreciate that.
I appreciate the attention to detail.
Yes.
Hey, you know what I like? These specific things.
The thoroughness.
I want
very thorough.
Your invisibly ultra sheer.
Yes.
I want to know they on, but I don't want to see them. But also,
here's the thing.
It's a lot.
If it is a lot.
That's a lot.
Because like, if you don't have that, you got to go somewhere to go get all of that. Right? That's number
you
one.
You got to go to the store.
You got to go to the store. You got a list.
You in Target like, yes. this is not invisibly
now you
ultra.
You got to send a picture like, this all they
is
got.
All they got is sheer,
yeah,
not invisibly ultra.
Yeah.
They got ultra or sheer, but they don't have invisibly ultra sheer.
So that's number one. Number two is, on the other end, he probably plans an amazing date.
Yo.
Somebody that thorough, that aware, and specific, and pays attention to detail, amazing.
With murder at the end. This is a murderer, okay? You have killed before, and you'll kill again.
But your feet will live to see another shoe.
Now, I'm going to make a confession really quickly. Your feet will live to see another shoe? He like, I'm keeping this part. Yeah.
He's killing you and cutting your feet off at the ankle.
He like, oh, you don't know what ultra sheer is? I do.
Listen, taxidermy at its finest.
Taxidermy.
Just preserve the foot.
Pickle preserve feet.
And
it's disgusting.
Just put them in shoes. The one thing that I think we have to also highlight is that He put the compliment at the very bottom.
He did.
Since I noticed you do have cute feet.
He was like, I want these things, but it's because of you, beautiful feet.
Yeah.
And the hey, baby girl. He's old. But,
listen,
hey, baby girl.
That is a Delta 88 driving ass man right there.
And especially because it's pantyhose, too.
Oh,
you
yeah.
old.
Let
like,
me tell you something.
Like Cheryl used to wear. Yeah,
this is
like.
Somebody that listens to the radio, okay? I don't do all that Bluetooth hippity-hoppity shit, okay? We put that on 98.1
The Wave. 98.1 okay? The Wave.
He got $8.19 worth of change.
That's what he was going to pay
in? In the cup holder, because he actually uses his ashtray, okay? He smokes Virginia Slims because he thinks... He thinks it's fancy because it's a skinny cigarette. It's a skinny cigarette. I don't really smoke the cigarette. I used to smoke Black and Mild.
I don't make my chest feel.
Yeah.
Them Slims.
I do the Virginia Slims.
Sexy
ultra
pose. It's a wow.
I appreciate the attention to detail, but it was kind of sad. Want to read this one together?
Yeah. Are you gonna be?
I'll just start it off. So you just stay celibate then.
No, moon dark face.
Like that looks like the lie face.
They're like,
So you just doing that not in a relationship?
Yes.
So what are my chances of hitting then?
None. We discussed this.
What am I missing?
My interests.
I'm too clingy.
I'm simply not interested.
I'm not cute.
Eye roll.
What?
All right.
This. Let me tell you something. This could have been painted. She could have took a photo shoot and everything she had on could have said, I'm not interested. Like the shirt, the pants got I'm not interested. The jacket got it on the back. She got it tattooed on the forehead. And he was like, so what are my chances?
Yo, as soon as, once again, there's a point. Because, okay, I get it. Some people just like persistent. Yeah. We grew up in the 90s, whatever, all those movies. We're like, give it your all.
Yeah.
Keep trying. So I get it. But at some point, you stop trying. And here, what are my chances of hitting then?
None.
We're done.
That's it.
She didn't say a little bit. No, none. And we discussed this. She already told you. And then even the next one, what am I missing? That's fine. You wanted a follow-up question. Sometimes at a job interview, you get fired. You're like, okay, well, why did I get fired?
Yeah.
That's fine. You want to know for the next person. My interest.
I'm not interested.
That's it.
I have no interest in you. I have a whole pile of interest over here. I went through all of them twice last night.
There's none.
I didn't have one for you.
None had your name
on it. I didn't have none for you.
I'm too clingy. I'm not interested. I'm not cute. Why are you projecting on me?
But here's the thing, though. Also, the things that you're projecting, it's probably true, too. You're too clingy.
You're too, and you use the wrong too.
And the wrong then.
And the wrong
just started off wrong,
you
brother.
You don't, your grammar's terrible.
Yeah, listen, man.
And that's not how you spell celibate. What is celibant?
Listen, he tried his best.
You celibant?
You celibating? You just celibating all through town.
Yo, yeah. And then what are my chances of hitting? Not can we hang out? I want to hit.
That's just good.
Then?
Listen.
When I'm a hit. Oh, I'm clingy.
Listen.
I asked you before.
How you spell it wrong up top and then spell it right at the bottom?
It's like just copy paste. Yeah. No. Am I clingy? I'm not cute? What? What is it? Why you won't let me hit?
She was so frustrated. She was like, I'm simply not interested. I'm not cute.
I'm not interested.
I'm simply.
I'm simply not interested. Not interested. And then, to her, she was polite. And this is why I be getting mad when men be like, women, why y'all just don't say no? Her first word was no.
First word was no.
It's
like,
gross.
I have never done anything like this because I get...
You love yourself.
And then it's just like, I'm very naive. So, like, you basically have to spell it out for me that you like me, you got a crush on me or something like that.
I be asking are we flirting? I need to know.
I need to know so I can adjust my tone. Because
I'm
like,
I'm flirting. If you're not flirting, let me know.
I don't know. I'm so bad. Farron told me, she was like, you left so much coochie on the table in college. Because I am very nice. You got to spell it out for me.
I think it's because we friendly. When you friendly, I'm not going to assume you're flirting.
Yeah.
I just thought we was talking and having
so
a good time.
So many guys do that. I never want to be part of that group. Yeah. So I just never assume that somebody's trying to holler at me.
No. You celibate, huh?
Yeah.
You celibate, Dan?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. It was the cackle.
It's the constant reinforcing of and not getting the answer you want. You think that you're going to break a person down. You're not. You're still going to get the no's.
Just like this person. You can't keep asking.
Hey, cutie. How are you? Hey. Hi, Tiffany. Are you single, sweetheart?
No, I'm married.
Do you know anyone that's single?
Wait a minute. You know what? This guy, I respect this guy.
Opportunist.
This guy.
I'm leaving him with something.
I'm leaving with something. I'm from around the way.
I'm around the way.
I'm leaving with something. He said, hey, you cute? You ain't single? Bet.
That's
who
fine.
You know? I respect him. Out of everybody we've read thus far, I respect this guy.
Post a picture in this thread of your homegirls and put an X over the heads of the ones that are single.
Which one is single?
Yeah.
With their links.
Yeah.
With their links. But also, the thing I don't respect is what we just said. That's too much at once.
It was a lot.
Hey, cutie, how are you? Hey, hi. Are you single?
Are you single?
I'm getting to the question. She ain't responded to the hey, hi.
Yeah.
The pleasantries out the window.
Fuck it.
Girl, are you single?
Are you single? Let's just jump
cutie
right there.
Sweetheart, hun. That's too much. That's too lot. Much flavor, yeah, too. That's too much. What are those called? Just nicknames? Don't be nicknamed.
Too many
don't
pet names.
Name me.
Yes, there's too many pet names.
Cutie, sweetheart, hun. That's too much.
That's just...
Also the aw. Aw. Do you know somebody then?
I would have preferred the ellipses been there. Like, yes, that would have sold it for me, man.
Do you know somebody?
I would have got this thread tattooed on my chest. If he had the ellipses, he'd be like, aw, dot, 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 dot. Do you know anyone that's single then?
Yeah, know somebody.
I, like, right here, across my heart.
Like, please. And I will give him this. It was sent at 8:08. I feel like that's a respectable time. It's not too late. It's not too
down.
Early. Yo, you chilling.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to flood you too crazy.
And no, I'm not.
Wow.
This was a respectful DM.
It was. And he tried to capitalize on the moment while I got your attention.
While you're here. While you're here.
Hey, real quick. That's messed up, but
like you're selling mixtapes.
Do you know what?
Hold on.
Let me bend your ear. Let me bend your ear.
If he didn't send that many haze, that's what makes this a sad one.
Like, because if you do this, if you take all of that down, I'm like, hey, are you single, sweetheart? No. I'm there.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anyone?
Yeah.
Then it's like,
it's
all right, cool.
It's the, hey, cutie, ooh, how are you? Hey, hi, Tiffany, are you single?
That
it's
was,
this.
Listen, that was a pick me guy.
He was
absolutely a pick me.
He was like, one
hey,
of these.
Hi, cutie.
One of these is going to work. I feel like he wrote each one with a different voice like he did. Hey, cutie, how are you? Too much.
Too much.
Hey, too little.
Too little.
Hi, Tiffany.
Too formal.
Too formal.
Yeah.
You single, sweetheart?
That sweetheart.
I'm coming in. I'm the Fonz now. Also, capitalize my name. Yeah. Don't lowercase my name. Tiffany.
I was typing
capital.
Fast. I was typing fast.
Yeah, he was.
I'm just trying to do anything.
Hey, you know, I feel like this is one of the times maybe he was surrounded by like four friends. They was like, nah, hit her with the hey cutie. Nah. Hey. Hey, Tiffany, put her name in there. Are you just asking if she's single, dog?
Nah, this is gonna fuck you up. All of that was one message.
he
went through and hit return. He was like, it was the message actually read, hey cutie, how are you? Hey, hi Tiffany, all you fingers are. That was the whole message.
It was just
like,
one?
Too much. And he's like, return.
Put some space.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like some, what's that movie with James McAvoy? Like, it was all his different personalities sending the message.
Oh.
Split. Hey, cutie. Yeah. Hey. No, say hi, Tiffany.
Like, Use her name. She has her
She's
name.
She's a person. Yes. You single, sweetheart. It's the sweet. He came, he was like, I'm ending with confidence.
Yeah.
At the end. Damn, who else you know, though? You
that
ain't got no friends.
That's
where your friends at.
That's more confidence than I had putting on this jacket. Because I know good and well, I can't zip this
that's
jacket.
That's a nice, oh.
It's a nice jacket, but I can't, it's an accessory. This jacket is a scarf with sleeves,
it's
okay?
It's a scarf
and you
with
got, you
sleeves.
And you gotta love the confidence that some of these people slide in the DMs with. Like this person right here.
Sliding
okay?
in.
All right, so this person sent a video to someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the video, the person pours milk or creamer in the coffee and stir it, and then because they wrote on the glass in black, once the coffee is like brown, you can actually see the message says DTF, right?
Oh,
so this person
okay.
says,
which
person,
is down to fudge.
Yeah, down to fudge it up, all right?
Fudge it
this
up.
This person sent you this, they want you to know DTF, okay?
No.
To which she responds,
I literally have COVID, dark moon face.
Damn, must be fake then. Trying to quarantine together?
Face, candy face.
Listen.
Now, okay. First of all,
that face is
that face.
Perfect.
What? Next, trending? Trending quarantine? I thought that was like try quarantine, like his mama got it too, so we about to have a try. Trending quarantine. That ain't sexy.
That means
I got to get up out my quarantine bed to quarantine with you or you got to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
But more than that, if he says must be fake, that means that he has it too.
You out here.
But you were just inviting
you
her over to your house.
You was going to ask me to come over?
While you have.
So if I didn't say I had COVID, you was just going to let me come over?
And you was just going to give it to me.
You was just going to give me the vid.
She would have came over and said, what you been doing? Oh, I've just been laying low the past couple of days. Why? No reason. It's just I need a couple mental days.
And I know
trifling.
I know we got to blur people out, but I got a point on this. This person is a chef.
Mm.
You don't care about hygiene.
Yeah.
You dirty chef.
Yeah.
You got dirt under your nails. Trying to quarantine together is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Not only that, but I, this is the type of person that in a zombie apocalypse would get bit and not tell the rest
Yo,
of the
Yo, it's just like, hey, how y'all?
Yeah.
How y'all?
He would just wait.
How y'all doing?
He just waited until and he gonna turn in the middle of the night when everybody sleep.
He ate my chips.
He ate the chips. He ate the kid.
Ate my
tried to bite you. You think he's trying to get free. He's crawling over to you. Oh, calm down.
You know how mad
around.
I would be if I thought somebody was trying to get freaky and they was a zombie?
Yeah.
I would be hurt.
That would be
like,
very
I thought you
hurtful.
Thought I was cute. Like, damn, I'm
You're
ugly.
Cute like a rotisserie chicken.
Nah, get up off me.
Cute in the way a tuna salad sandwich is.
I will say, so the cup says DTF. Mm. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You're a little forward, sir. Yeah. Don't send me that. But I will say, like, sending a funny video to somebody trying to slide in the DMs, excellent. Because if you get shot down or they're not interested, you ain't got to act like you was trying to smash.
Yeah,
you just like, I want you to laugh.
Funny
you like, you
yeah,
think
yeah,
it's funny?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's but DTF is strong.
You're
with
too
COVID.
Old to be spelling like that, number one.
Stop okay? with the acronyms.
Why you can't spell damn out? Did that really slow you down that much?
Oh,
damn?
I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, that one
I was talking
A
about the DTF.
Like,
but
I ain't got time for the A. I got to skip some vowels, man.
Grow up.
Yeah.
And then you spell trying.
Trending.
Damn must be fake then. Trending quarantine together. No.
And it's not fate. It was a pandemic.
It was a pandemic.
It's not fate.
He's trying to use astrology over here. Our stars. No.
Have aligned.
Everybody got COVID.
And I ain't coming over. You ain't coming over here.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting with my toilet paper.
What if I'm on the tail end of mine and you just started? You wow.
I've been here 2 weeks.
You reckless, my boy.
You reckless.
And now
I'll never fuck you because you don't care about yourself
or me. You don't.
I hate you.
That's why you trying to smash while you got COVID. You gonna run out of breath. One of us could die. Now you gotta explain this.
You die. You know what I mean? You die smashing a stranger in quarantine.
Oh,
ain't worth it. I hate you.
I'm not coming to the friend of if you do that. I'm not because that was reckless.
That was reckless endangerment.
You know what I mean? Now somebody got to go in your house with a hazmat, remove y'all dirty filth ass bodies. We got to burn these sheets.
Burn the sheets.
We don't know who started first. You know what I'm saying?
For
we
no
back
reason.
At patient zero.
And you're not my person.
We back at patient zero.
No thanks.
That's just reckless. Roxy, what did we learn today?
Boys going out sad, man. Boys going out sad, and pity don't get you pussy.
Mm.
Pity does not get you pussy unless the pussy was already on the table.
Yeah.
Just be normal.
Yeah.
It's not hard. And don't fuck with COVID.
Sorry, I got to beep that out.
Don't sex with COVID.
Yeah, don't do the sexing with the
don't
COVID.
Don't do the something. Smashing and the dashing with COVID.
Yeah, it's just...
Tuck it in. You're fine.
You can wait a couple days. Go raw with your hand.
Like Tahir does every day. He's chafed. Use lotion, though. Don't chafe yourself.
You don't have to. You don't have to. It's a long cleanup. But anyway,
we'll
see you in a couple of days. And by a couple of days, I mean next week when we've cleared COVID.
What?
Bye, guys.